brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And girls, we are now into the third and final hour. This day is just blasting past us. A lot of news to cover, a short time to get there. And yes, wide open phones. And I am joined, they're here for business and I guess a little bit of pleasure, hiking about and stuff. Paul Watson and Steve Watson, his brother, they both do a great job over at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And Steve Watson is the webmaster over at Infowars.net. As well. Growing up, both of you, did you ever think you'd be doing this? You ever think you'd be fighting the sinister forces of world government and globally exposing major criminal operations and even being credited with that? Did you ever think you'd be sabotaging the machinery of world governance?
I was always kind of into alternative explanations for things, so it's kind of slow progression. I didn't think it'd ever reach this level, but it's come so soon. But I'm grateful to be doing it. You know, it's the best job in the world as far as I'm concerned.
Steve?
Well, for me, I just basically got into politics, and if you've got the right mind and you can see what's going on, then it's just a natural conclusion, really.
Well, that's why they spend so much time trying to discredit people that, quote, talk about conspiracies. And a conspiracy is saying that government ever did anything wrong and the government should be watched and controlled. That's just insane. But our founding fathers said here in America that that's what we had to watch and what we had to do. The Magna Carta in England, which is what our Bill of Rights and Constitution is predominantly based on, said, you know, don't trust the government, limit its size, people have due process. And all of that is going out the window. Though Tony Blair just had a bunch of his police state provisions shot down last week. Now, those provisions are moving forward here in the United States. Comments?
Well, yes. The reaction to the London bombings in Britain was more apathetic than I think that they expected. And Blair tried to pass this 90-day detention law where he could hold suspects without charge for 90 days. He actually got 28 days. It was originally set at 14 days, so he said, I want 90. Commons voted against him for the first time, and he got 28, so it was basically he reached so far, but he only took something which was more than what he had anyway, so it was a success for him. But now there is talk of Blair resigning in the next few months. Whether that will happen, they've said it before, I don't know.
But it is hurting him that it's come out that he wasn't this cool, zit-faced guitarist, that he's been MI6 all along.
Yeah, that was David Shaler that came out a few weeks ago, said that when he was working at MI5, and Shaler worked on the terrorism desk, he saw Blair's MI5 file, and it turns out that this zit-faced guitar-playing image of Blair as some alternative socialist that was going to infiltrate the system and take it on was the total opposite. He was working for MI5 all along, spying on subversives within trade unionist groups and things like that. So it's
So I'm corrected. I read that a few weeks ago. I thought it was. Wasn't it also some MI6 stuff or all domestic?
No, you're right. It was MI6 actually. It was both.
But again, Bush's daddy's former CIA director, Putin's former KGB. Blair's this little creepy agent, secret agent spying on people. Hitler was German intelligence. None of these guys just, you know, sprout out of a pumpkin patch. They're set up, they're groomed, they're put into these positions of power. It's the same thing with Bill Clinton, openly recruited by the CIA in the late 1960s, sent to Moscow. All of this, I mean, they're not little trendies. In fact, we see it over and over again, the big banking monopoly and money power funds socialism. Why is that, Steve?
It's just another form of control that they can use to forward their agenda.
But speak more about that centralization.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about in terms of Tony Blair and people like that, then these figures are always, they're always compromised figures, and they're always chosen simply because that's what they are. They're puppets, and they can be manipulated and used, and power can be gained from that. And
so, but he's a loving liberal.
No, he's not.
He's someone we can trust. I'm with Tony. The absolute rabble. Silence, knave! We'll be right back. Stay with us here on the GCN Radio Network.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are going to just accelerate through your calls right now. And then I want to get your predictions for the future, the next year, the next 2 years. And you don't have to consult any notes over that. I want to get your personal opinions on it. Right now, let's go to JJ from Florida, who's been holding patiently. Thank you, JJ. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, and I just wanted to say a great article, Paul, on it's cost nothing to be a patriot. I apologize for being a little off topic, but we had a couple things come up down here in Brevard County, and apparently the UN is funding these little people speak meetings with the different county commissions all over the country.
Oh, I've gotten videos sent to me of the local county commission meetings where they're openly handing cities over to the UN.
Oh, yeah. They had FEMA emergency director there, the public health preparedness coordinator, and the homeland security guy with the sheriff's department. And they basically told us they're going to have little pods where we would probably call them FEMA camps for forced vaccinations or whatever if flu pandemic or something hit.
And that's all their cover for centralization. Once the martial law starts, it's going to be a fog that is never lifted.
Oh, it's unreal, and they're doing this all over the country. And also, just to let y'all know the name of them.
Well, no, they won't launch that unless they have done their internal tests and their focus groups. And the minute they think we'll put up with it, they'll launch the bio attack and do it, and all go to a FEMA camp, and then it all goes to physical conflict, and, you know, that's the end of it. We're going to win that way.
Yep.
Either way you cut it. But I don't think it's working. Their smallpox fear-mongering didn't work. This bird flu, which they're hyping the levels never before seen with global coordination, I don't think it's going to work. I think they're going to fail. Go ahead.
Also, we had a TV station down here out all the Florida concealed weapons license holders. They basically had it on their site. They've taken it down.
Oh, I know, and that's happened in other parts of the country. Degenerate newspapers will publish online every concealed owner's name, just meanly. Again, the establishment pulling its hair out that we're arming ourselves. The slaves are going to defend themselves? No!
It's unreal. Anyway, I just wanted to say we're doing a lot of copies of your videos down here, and keep up the good work.
Keep it up, my brother. Keep it up. God bless you. You know, it's exciting to have an audience that's involved, that is engaged. You know, I'm only on, 45 radio stations live, another 30 or so overnight, and I don't know, 10 or 15 that I know of that carry us during the weekend. But all told, it's a little over 80 radio stations, and that's not, and those are licensed stations. That's not, we don't count the over 100 we know of micros that the public knows as pirates, doing a great job, including the stations that serve the public here in Austin. We'll have a guest on, member of parliament, congressman, whatever, and they'll say, you know, I've been on Nightline, and I don't get any response. I've been on this national show. I've been on, you know, shows on 600 stations. I don't get a response. We come on your show. Greg Pallas has said this too, BBC. I get the biggest response ever, and it's not because of Alex Jones. It's you people. I absolutely love you. I mean, to actually have effective, involved individuals, you are smarter than I am, better than I am in so many respects. It's you that are the leaders. I want to comment for both of you on that. Everybody being a leader, you know, stopping this nonsense of looking for a leader. Look in the mirror, folks. Use the tools God gave you. Waddy?
Well, yeah, it's many hands make light work. I mean, for example, if I write an article and it's only going to be subjected to our website, it's going to be limited to our website unless we have the army of volunteers which email it out to news groups who are the websites. And by the end of that process, we could get millions and millions of hits for one article, and then it becomes the benchmark of an alternative explanation for an event. Like the London bombings, for example, immediately after which, if you typed London bombings into Google, just that generic term, our article about the staged exercises on the morning of 7/7 was the very first link right at the top of Google, and that's due to the traffic received to that one article from the listeners emailing it out and circulating it amongst their news group. So that's the power you have.
Absolutely. I mean, when I write an article or Paul writes an article or Steve does and it doesn't get linked, it doesn't get that flashpoint of being linked at wrench.com and newswithviews.com and you know, whatreallyhappened.com and countless other sites, and it doesn't get linked on your message boards and your groups, a few hundred thousand people read it. And a few hundred thousand is great. I'm certainly not complaining. But when certain articles that really take off, we're talking about tens of millions in the aggregate. I mean, Paul, we've had stories that have been listed as number one on the net before.
That's right. There's a system called Daypop, and it ranks the most popular news story or any story about celebrities, anything, for that particular day. And on one or two occasions in the past when it gets really hot, we've been at the very top of those rankings. So that link from our website about that story is the most popular thing on the internet for that day. And especially when big events happen, we get spikes of interest. We're the go-to source for the first news of people who are seeking alternative explanations for events. So that's the way it works.
And it's simple, folks. In some cases, we are not rivaling, we are eclipsing enemy transmission ports. I mean, we're actually taking the hill. We're taking the enemy. Small groups of people, we're just engaging them. And I cannot stress enough how important it is to stop bickering and backbiting and, you know, getting into all the little COINTELPRO fights that our enemies start. Just keep your eyes on the prize. Keep engaging the New World Order. And don't think about if you're destroying them or if you're defeating them. Believe me, you start attacking and you stop worrying about the details, it's over for the enemy, as long as it's credible. Again, there is a whole asteroid belt of disinfo we have to navigate every time we try to engage the enemy. Comments on that?
Well, yes, and it's so simple to do. I mean, I started off with a newsletter going out to 30 people, and now here I am helping Alex run his websites, which have received millions and millions of hits a day. So from that one small seed, that's how far it can progress in just an amount of 3 years. So anybody can grab that and run with it themselves, and that's why we encourage people to be their own leaders, because it's easily possible to do that today.
Yeah, this is about survival. You know, the one thing holding us back is so many so-called alternative truth leaders or patriots are just complete psychopathic power trip individuals. I mean, you see them at public events, they get off on crowds. They get off on being told how great they are. And I think there's something wrong with somebody that really gets off on that and likes that. And that's what they're hungry for. That's what they're looking for. We're not doing that, folks. We are truly disgusted by what's happening. We are truly upset. You know, I got my passports in order for my family. You know, if they have to escape, I've said I'm going to stay behind and fight this thing to the end. I'm going down with the ship. But, I mean, this is not a joke, folks. This is real. And this is for all the marbles. And we've got a chance. Look, the globalists may carry out another terror attack, another big one, and they may grab for it and try for it all. And right when you think it's all over and their propaganda is being broadcast and you don't hear me on the air anymore, and right when you think everything's, you know, over, That's when they're actually losing and falling apart. Because I've done the analysis. I've looked at what's happening with their systems, their propaganda, their individuals, their personnel. They've already lost. They are completely bankrupt. All they can, that's morally, psychologically, spiritually, financially, all they can hope on is that things just keep sliding along with its own inertia. That's not going to happen. Let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to James. And James, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Waco, sir.
Welcome. Thank you for holding.
Oh, thank you, Alex. First of all, thank you for taking my call, Mr. Jones. Greetings to Mr. Steve and Paul Watson.
You can just, the acronym is Waddy Watt.
Oh, Waddy Watt. Okay. First of all, I just want to thank you and GCN for what you do, because in a dark country, you're a beacon of light. I also heard you talk about the callers earlier. Particular Rita in Texas, Jeff in Mass, Bob in Texas, a couple of Kevin in Austin, Stu in Austin. Y'all really know what you're talking about, and you're really on point. Just to get on to continue on what y'all talking about a little bit. I hear people in the movement, you talk about revolutions. Well, something's broken, so I believe something's needed. But is revolution an answer? I mean, I personally don't know. But with revolutions, whether it's armed resistance or civil disobedience, will that get you the ends that you desire? Mr. Jones, I know you're a student of history, and you should know that it's a racket of a spin the wheel, meaning that you have...
Well, we could have a revolution. The globalists have already got position papers on that. They've already got scenario papers for every possible thing that could happen. They've war-gamed it. And they've got fake leaders to take over. I mean, that's just as scary, some group taking over and then announcing themselves king. I mean, it was like the Republic of Texas people here in Texas all announcing themselves presidents and lords and emperors. I mean, that's not, you know, announcing themselves generals all fighting, I'm the president. That's not what happened with the Continental Congress. They got together and said, okay, we're going to get independence. Then we're going to have an election and we're going to have a government. So that's just as dangerous, and plus the government then can point at these ridiculous groups and what a bunch of just gibbering idiots they are, and then make all of us look stupid who want legitimate reform. But violence is spinning the wheel. If it's offensive, I think that that defensive is the way to go. I mean, people don't run around looking for rattlesnakes. They don't look around wanting to stomp on porcupines. You know, those are defensive creatures. There's nothing wrong with striking. If somebody comes up and has a plan to hurt you, you got to defend yourself. And pretty soon the word will be out, hey, don't mess with those. You know, the globalists are predatory control freaks. They look for the weak. They look for the stupid. They look for the people that believe in their system. I have seen statistically, and just from personal observation, the people that lick the boots and grovel and serve are the ones that are fed on by the globalists. Let me get a comment from Steve on that.
Well, going back to the revolution comment, I think we already are in a revolution, but I think it's a different kind of revolution. It's a peaceful revolution of information, really.
And they want to make it violent.
Yeah, they're the ones that want to turn it into a violent revolution where they can usurp all the control, but I think we already are in a peaceful revolution.
Yeah, let's talk about that when we get back. Good hearing from you, caller. Excellent points there, James. We'll talk to Jeff and Mark and others. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I want some callers to talk about this White House memo about how they are praying for terrorist attacks.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
We're going to go to Mark and John and Walt and others' calls here in a moment. I'm told John disagrees with me, so we're going to have to go to him first. That's the rule. We'll see if it's a legitimate disagreement. So we don't screen our calls here. We don't have to do what Lord Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Wiener, Savage, Beatniks, oily Beatniks such as themselves have to do, because we can defend our ideas here. Unless it's one of the three or four stalkers I have that call up with disinfo every time repeating the same thing. I'll let you get a few words out and then get you off because it's just so boring. And diversionary, but if you want to debate the real issues, you want to talk about real substantive issues, you're welcome to. Did you lose your audio just now?
I think it's still there.
But Baron, come on, get out from underneath the studio table. I was going to joke here earlier that we have most of the crew in this one little room right now. Baron's daddy is in here. Ryan's dog's named Baron, and Baron's daddy, that's Ryan, is in here, and he wanted to be in here, so it's fine. I like him. He's actually going to be my dog, but other than that, he is causing problems, the Basset Hound. Hey, let's be serious. You guys couldn't keep your hands off the Basset Hound. I know the Brits love dogs. That's admirable of you. What do you think of Baron? I want a true assessment.
The name Baron was very impressive. It made us feel at home.
That's an inside joke, folks. I call them little names. No, seriously, what do you think of the dog? You can admit, you earlier you said he was very nice.
Oh, he's very cute. He's got droopy eyes.
Big ears, too. All right, folks, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Literally, though, he was running around underneath the equipment here, about to pull wires out. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, you know that I think you're doing a great job in opposing the police state measures, the war in Iraq, and the obvious cover-up of the 9/11 conspiracy.
And we have an anti-communist Basset Hound.
Well, yeah. Well, that sort of touches on what I wanted to get into, because I think, in a way, you've just revealed what the real nature of these fake socialists are, who are really agents of MI6, like Tony Blair, Bill Clinton, posing as a liberal but actually working for the anti-communist CIA, or people like Oswald, posing as a pro-Castroite, actually headquartered out of the headquarters of the FBI, the CIA, and the anti-Castro.
Yeah, that's all true.
So what I'm getting at is I think these people that you called Trotskyists are in that same category. And, you know, I read some of the Trotskyists and others like WSWS.org, and they completely condemn this gang of neocon warmongers. And I think that these neocons were probably in that same capacity as agents working for the FBI at that time. And I think it's destructive in the sense that the second phase of PNAC is to go after North Korea and China in an even more horrible war, and they'll do it in the name of anti-communism.
No, what do you disagree with that I've been saying?
Well, the idea that the elite are somehow behind the communists, when in fact during the 30s, the top elite actually called Roosevelt a communist because of his mild social safety net programs, and I don't think...
The elite helped put Roosevelt into power. Listen, I'm going to stop you right there. I know how human... nature works, and any time you start forcing people to pay their subsistence into some big pot, and then that's going to be distributed by somebody up above them, you're going to have massive abuse. The way you cut that abuse out is by not allowing that to develop in the first place. Socialism and communism doesn't work, and you've got to admit, John, or you're being totally intellectually and historically dishonest, that the elite does love high taxes and regulation and centralization, which is the main ingredient of socialism, to then pay that into coffers, which they then extract via corporate welfare. And it doesn't matter if it's the Soviets, they got their own racehorses and their private villas and, you know, stock and gold shares. And if it's, you know, American neocons, they're Lockheed Martin, profiteering and Halliburton and Enron. It's just the same thing. You centralize something, some evil monkey is going to get control of it and going to abuse it. And you bleeding hearts just never figure that out.
I really think it's dangerous to mix these things up because, as you point out, Chavez is a leading opponent of the FTA and the globalists.
Yeah, but he's not doing things that socialists do. He's not. He's giving people their property with deed. These aren't communes. He's cut the taxes. He is selling the oil at a small profit. If he's going to have state-owned, that's the way it should be. He's not creating artificial scarcity to rape the people. He's actually created what I call a free market populist society.
The same thing that Cuba has done for decades and has opposed the globalists, even predating Chavez.
Venezuela is an engine of commerce. Cuba, they're in the 1955 technologically.
they've been strangled and terrorized by a massive war of embargoes.
Chavez doesn't have giant prisons full of people they're torturing. You see there? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Is my guess is the Wadi Wads, and that's really the tribe from Scotland they come from. It's like the Wadi Waddle Waddies. So we just abbreviated down to Wadi Wad. And so that's how we'll now refer to both of them. Because they asked me to do that on air. They said, please, please refer before we leave the show to us as Waddies. You know, just trying to have some fun in here, folks, with it. Because we can't get depressed about it. I mean, I get depressed sometimes. Bad things do happen. They can happen. They will happen. There's also so much beauty in the world. So many good things that are happening. There's so many good people that are involved. But so many good people have been conned by the New World Order and actually are involved in New World Order programs. And that's what the New World Order really counts on, is having you go along with that. But before we hit that last segment, and I got off in this argument with John about socialism, we were talking about solutions and revolutions, and there are lots of different revolutions. There was the Industrial Revolution. There was the Renaissance Revolution. Before that, there have been so many revolutions. We think of a revolution as guillotines and the French Revolution or things like that, which are horrible. No, we're talking about a revolution of saying no to Big Brother. And see, they're trying to have their own revolution right now. The globalists are very revolutionary. They're trying to put the control grid in place right now. Paul Watson, your comments on the different revolutions that we see going on simultaneously right now, competing revolutions.
Well, yeah, we talked about a revolution of information. I came to Texas expecting there to be Bush Cheney stickers on every car. I haven't seen one so far. Bush's approval rating is down to 36% or even lower, according to different sources. But does that mean everybody trusts the Democrats now? It's the same on that side of the equation. So people have really stopped buying the propaganda. And when we talk about a revolution, we really mean a restoration of what America and what Britain used to be, with the old Magna Carta of what a country used to be before it was taken over by these global criminals. So we're talking about a restoration of simple fundamental rights and liberties without having to kowtow to global elitists who want to control every aspect of our life.
Absolutely, I agree with that. And if I do have any criticism of Chavez, it's that he hasn't rebuked Castro. And, you know, he tries to buddy-buddy up with all the Latin American countries, and I just want to right here repudiate Fidel Castro and the things he's done to his population. You can criticize Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, and he doesn't send police after you. You can have your own views over there, and you can't do that in Cuba. And so that's my statement on that. Do you want to comment on these simultaneous revolutions that are competing against each other, these revolutions of the current events and affairs, and or any comments on communism itself, Steve?
Well, I think what John was trying to get at was he was saying the elitists are not fully, they don't invent communism, they're just, you know, they're not behind everything. But basically they will find any movement that they can use, and they will take it and use it to forward their agenda, whether it's fascism, whether it's communism. Any form of control that they can see is becoming successful, they will pick up on, and they will take it on and roll with it.
Well, that's what Carol Quigley, who was an open globalist insider, the head of the politics department or government department, political science department at Georgetown, very elite political university up in D.C. in Virginia. And he said, look, as the conspiracy theorists have said in the right wing, it is true. We do work with the communists, but we also work with fascists and with dictators and with anything centralized. He said the elite wants centralization, and they'll work with any of it. And that's why it doesn't matter whether it's Bill Clinton or George Bush. It's the government gets bigger, we lose more liberties, because it's the policies of the globalists that we see being manifest. I mean, everything that's happening here is happening in England, is happening in Australia, is happening in Canada, is happening all over the Western world.
That's right. I'm talking about infiltrating movements. The black identity movement, the environmental movements, seemingly organic movements which spring from grassroots origins. The black identity movement, towards its end, they openly admitted that they were being funded by oil money and Rockefeller money. Malcolm X got out of that, apparently, and he woke up, as Alex was telling us yesterday, before he was shot dead. So by the time these ringleaders of minority movements do wake up, which they do in many cases, it's bye-bye time after that, because they're no longer useful to the globalists to use them for their own agendas.
Exactly. They know the power of controlling revolutionary movements. That's why it's important that you be leaders out there listening, that you get involved, that you don't believe everything we say, that you research it for yourself, that if you've got views that differ from ours, so what? You go out there and get involved. By not going along with their control paradigms, you shatter their control. Do you think it's going to just accelerate the wake-up that's happening when GOP memos are coming out where they're slathering and slobbering over wonderful terror attacks?
I think it's going to accelerate it, yeah, but even within that memo there's dissension, because the interesting thing to me about it is that there's a debate between whether a terrorist attack will make the population see Bush as incompetent or whether they'll rally behind him. Which is why they talk about a devastating attack. It has to be on such a scale that there's no room.
We've always said that. It has to be bigger each time.
Yeah, because each time they get less gas mileage out of it, like the London bombings, which the London population were basically apathetic to. So it has to be on a bigger and bigger scale for the American population to rally behind the government. If not, they're just going to see the government as incompetent, as happened with the hurricanes.
This is something I forgot about. We need to add this to our comment or the article we've written, or that I wrote last night, about the situation with the memo. we need to go and dig up, what was it about? It was about 8 months ago, from memory, if memory serves, and I'm pretty sure it is serving. It was about 8 months ago. Remember when the White House and the GOP, it was White House or GOP, I want to say White House, they funded a focus group on whether a terrorist attack would help the presidency or not, and then they found that 60-something percent said it would help their agenda. Now, obviously, that's eroded seriously since then. But, I mean, there's another smoking gun. These guys are having focus groups. That's where they get, you know, a random group of people they're going to poll into, like, a little auditorium between 50 and, in some cases, 200 of them. Sometimes they're smaller, sometimes they're even bigger. And then they have big debates and discussions and then poll them. That is just scary. That is sick.
There's also, if you remember, the betting syndicate, where all these politicians, industrial heads were taking cross-spread bets on the next target of terror and what kind of terror it would be in which location of the world. That came out, apparently was shut down, but again, it just gives an insight into their motivations.
Then they just had a private company do it as a...
Yeah.
Oh, but what's wrong with betting on where the next terror attack is? Because, folks, then the globalists who are carrying out the attacks will even make money off of it in that theater. I mean, how arrogant is that, Steve?
Well, it's incredibly arrogant, and we see it over and over again. And 9/11, what was it? Which state lottery came up with 9/11?
New York.
It's just sometimes it appears to be a game to them, and they have to up the ante every time.
What about Al Zakari and the other Al Qaeda leader? I mean, these guys are even UPI says an invention of Western intelligence. And why don't they have more, quote, fake leaders? I mean, how did they not retract the 10 times they've killed him and the 12 times they've captured him or his top lieutenants? I mean, I say this, I bring this up every few weeks. It's so obvious. It's sophomoric. It's like claiming he's some vapor that appears on Halloween to steal pumpkins.
Well, I think they're sticking with al-Zarqawi because he was the foundation of the Hussein al-Qaeda link before the war. They decided to set him up as the connection, even though al-Zarqawi's aims were different entirely to those of bin Laden. We knew Hussein hated bin Laden. So they decided to use al-Zarqawi as the focal point between that fake al-Qaeda Saddam Hussein connection
but
to the invasion.
But I mean, this individual, they announced on the news, it was done by al-Qaeda in Iraq. It's even a Western name for us. Al-Qaeda in Iraq. But the source is incredible. And then again, now they trot out this woman. It's just so obvious. She's just spreading open her dress and there's bombs. I'm going to get you. I mean, it's just...
Good.
The image of this woman revealing a bomb is just... It's class A propaganda. Are we really supposed to believe that they've taken this woman in with a bomb strapped to her?
But they just leave it on her.
Just left it there and let her reveal it to the world. It's so obvious. Sometimes it just seems like they're doing this on purpose.
Exactly. But remember the TV show that's number one in Iraq, where they like torture 25 people a day and openly bring them out all bloody with their teeth knocked out, and they go, "I am a terrorist killer. I deserve to be executed." And there's no trial, no nothing. It's like cops over there, but they have everything right there on the spot at some admitted torture camp. I mean, it's just over the top now.
As well with these protests in Jordan that the news is endlessly replaying, supposedly, you know, anti-al-Zarqawi pro-government protests. Fact is that Jordan's a dictatorship. For people to be out on the streets protesting, they need government permission and organisation of the protest itself. So even at that level, you can see that protest is staged. And
al-Zarqawi, burn in hell! And it's like all the Royal Guard's children out doing it.
Yeah, and I mean, attacking the hotel doesn't even benefit al-Zarqawi if he's trying to get people, if you believe this resistance is organic and that al-Zarqawi is the leader of it. It's reversing support from the Sunni Jordanians so they don't support the resistance anymore. How does that benefit al-Zarqawi? Why would he be behind an attack?
I know, and I heard on another one of the little fake networks, this guy this weekend up there, for hours explaining how al-Zarqawi's evil and going to get us, and how Bush made him, and our government created this resistance, and almost like he's some kind of freedom fighter or something. I mean, just, and that's, again, the left, posing as libertarians, buying into all of this.
Yeah, they always buy into a certain segment of it. I mean, you had 2 days ago the terror expert UPI did a big story out of it saying Al Zarqawi was a US created myth. You had another professor a couple of weeks before that who said the same thing, because there's no evidence that he's directing anything in Iraq, and the only evidence about him is that he's been killed at least 3 times and captured. Doesn't add up.
But now they have joke stuff in the newspaper where it says captured 12, killed 9, you know, his lieutenant's killed 14 times. I mean, every day it's number 2 killed, number 3 killed. Every day for years. It's just a...
Yeah, the number 3 guy, Al-Qaeda leader, Al-Libi, they said they'd captured him, and then it turned out a couple of days later that it was a different guy with a similar sounding name. It was never picked up again.
Al-Libi, is he related to Scooter Libby?
Could be. But it was never picked up on again after that. It was just dropped, and everybody just moved on.
Well, what about Aswat, the admitted MI6 guy who they kept protecting?
Well, they brought him back to Britain. After letting him leave Britain, they brought him back in. Scotland Yard basically said, oh, no, not really interested in talking to him. We know he's the mastermind of the bombings. He spoke to the several different London bombers on both 77 and 217. He spoke to them hours before the attacks were carried out, yet not interested in talking to him.
And he was on the terror watch list, but they kept letting him in and out, and then it goes back to him being MI6 back a decade ago. But you guys, you had fun getting over here, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, we got hassled all along the way when we got to Gatwick. We went into the departure lounge, and they rifled through our bags, gave us full body searches. One guy, I had a flashing mouse for my laptop computer, which flashed red because it's infrared, and he got quite paranoid about that.
I mean, what mice don't? Almost, I think every mouse we've got shoots red out the bottom.
And it says Microsoft on the front of it. But
oh, that's obviously Al-Qaeda.
Could have been a bomb. And he got quite paranoid then. We got into the U.S. Do you want to tell them what happened when we got into the U.S.?
Well, I mean, what about the face scanning? That was
when we got into the U.S.
Yeah, when we came in, basically we had around 15 minutes to reach the connecting flight, so... very hard push for time anyway. We get to the immigration desk. There's a guy there working for Homeland Security. He, from what I could tell, he could barely speak English. I couldn't...
No, I've actually seen guys with huge turbans, giant turbans, huge Muslim headdresses, and literally they'll have a World War II vet like Colonel Roberts said with an oxygen tank going, and the guy's like, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here, folks, but it gets a little old.
Well, he was basically... He was saying things to us, but I couldn't tell what he was saying because he's basically muttering through his nose, looking down.
It's either like a gang member type or a foreigner or like some shaved head Nazi type. I mean, literally, sometimes I was in California, they were like in commando outfits with like dark blue berets going, it was called Wolverine Security or something, like jabbing old ladies. I mean, literally, imagine hearing foreigners going, that's who's going to serve this whole new world order.
Well, I mean, certainly I felt like a criminal. He blurted out left finger on the finger scanner, right finger, and then scanned our faces. And we nearly missed the connecting flight purely because he kept us there for around 10 minutes just inspecting us and assessing us.
And they ask you questions, what's your intention, why are you here? I mean, what do they expect you to say, international terrorism? How can they gauge from that?
Well, it's like down at that very Houston airport, they had the guy who wrote songs about how he wanted to blow up towers and stuff, called like El Arabic Assassin or something. Did you hear about that a few months ago? And he was down in Houston doing the bag screening.
I mean, we're not saying that, you can just walk straight in, but surely, you know, a bit of courtesy.
Well, it's like yesterday out at Enchanted Rock, rock climbing. I mean, just, hi, hello, sir, what do you want? And then I'm looking into the cab of the cop cars. Well, I wanted to ask where the nearest place we can buy water is. And they're just looking at me like, what? You're asking a god a question?
It's like
scum?
When they put on the uniform, that's it. They're your ruler, and you must obey their every command.
It sounds kind of lordly.
They get off on it. It's like these bag searches in New York. The people do that because it boosts their own ego. They're an authority figure. They've been given a little bit of power, and they get off on exercising that power, which is why they can get loads of people to search your bags in New York.
I agree. Did we talk to Jeff yet? Been holding for eons. Is Jeff there? Jeff in Denver, thank you for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey,
Alex, Paul, and Steve, I think you guys support what you're doing and agree with what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say that I can appreciate what you guys are saying, how the government tries to discredit people. And, Alex, first of all, I'm going to send you a 50 to 100-page report about, how they've tried to discredit me, documents, supporting after I was on one of your shows. I was surrounded by three Colorado State Police and two...
You know, you ended the show with this on Friday,
yeah.
And I'm getting confused.
Right. Well...
You said you called into one of my shows.
Yeah, I called in to one of your shows talking about a child sex ring that was supposed to be aired on the Discovery Channel called Conspiracy of Silence.
Yeah, I know. I've...
But it was blocked, and then after about... I'm going to send you a 50-page to 100 documents documenting that all of these incidents that have happened and how...
Okay, and then instantly they all popped up at your house.
Well, no, I was on the way... I left and was on the way somewhere, and I looked around. In any event, everybody should take a look at the Bush crime family, which is freewebs.com/Bush crime family. Again, it's freewebs.com/Bush crime family.
All right, thanks for the call, sir. Like I said on Friday, when I get the documents of the police surrounding you, I'll try to give you a call back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a... Chris, I'm going to try to jam all three of you in. We're going to have Paul and Steve back in studio later at the end of the week. And we're going to have a British TV crew here later this week as well. And I don't know if I have time that very same day to have Frosty Wooldridge on, but we'd like to, but I just don't know if I can do it. But a lot of people are going to be in studio. In case we run out of time, guys, before I take these three calls real fast, I want to thank you for coming on, and I'm glad you're here in the United States giving us a visit.
It's been my pleasure.
Is the U.S. what you thought it'd be like? I mean, obviously, Texas is one area. It's not indicative of the entire country, but do you like it?
Yeah, it's a lot like home, but everything's bigger, including the burgers.
I took you guys to Fredericksburg yesterday, and you didn't like the wiener schnitzel, though. All right. You said you want eggs and chips. That's
all I eat, yep.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Las Vegas. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
I have an article here. This came out yesterday, the Sunday Times, timesonline.co.uk, and it's called, the title says, Jordanian Soldiers Seduced by Al-Qaeda Aided Suicide Attacks. And then this is what it says, just in the first paragraph, a nationwide hunt for the accomplices of suicide bombers who blew up three hotels in Amman, 57 people, has led to the arrest of at least 10 members of the Jordanian armed forces, triggering worries that Al-Qaeda, i.e. Al-Qaeda, has infiltrated the Arab army most closely allied to the West.
You know, I heard about that in an email, but nobody sent me that. Why don't you send that to, I've been giving it out wrong for years. Paul, what's your email address?
It's prisonplanetweb@hotmail.com.
prisonplanetweb@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
We'll get that posted and put a comment on it. But yeah, it's always the same email. We saw soldiers and then the boom started. It was obviously that small child. He did it.
Yeah, every time there's a terror attack, it always leads back to some government.
Well, who has the motive? Surprise, surprise. I mean, that's the thing. For Arab terrorists, blowing everything up actually hurts the Arabs.
Yeah, and of course, now their government will be able to set up a police state.
Well, we should just ignore the Pentagon's own plans to carry out terror attacks where they explain why they want to do it. Thanks for the call. Walt in Michigan. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Wanted to recommend two guys on your show for guests if you could ever get a chance to get them on.
Okay.
And that would be Jack Otto, concerning Zionism. And the second guy would be Daryl Eberhardt, concerning the Catholic Church's involvement with the New World Order, discussing all aspects, not just the Queen of England and the Rothschild bankers and all the guys that are involved in that part of it, as well as the government officials, but the historical connection with world control, world domination by the Catholic Church, as well as the Zionists in their quest for being part of a one-world government as well. They've been at it. All of them have been at it for a long time.
No, I hear you, and I'm sorry we're out of time. Send me some info on that, Walt. I might want to get some of those guests on. Look, every big organization we've looked at is controlled by these people. I mean, the Vatican's called for one-world government. Pope John Paul II did. You don't have to convince me of that. And I know full well Israel's run by the same people. It's just that all these groups want to argue about who the one group is. And I just disagree and say it's the globalists controlling all of them. You know, when people that say Russia's controlling America, it's all Russia. They're the ones behind it. Well, no, it's the globalists controlling Russia. It's international. That's why they want to bring down all the nation states and all the separate empires into this one system. I apologize to Chris in Texas. Call me back tomorrow, Chris. We've got four more shows this week, a lot of big guests, a lot of key info. And you guys are going to be back in here with us probably on Friday. And I really appreciate you coming in. It was fun.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet, gentlemen. We're going to be getting a lot of new articles out this week. It's a working holiday, as we say. And we are going to... you guys didn't like Mexican food, though. That's an important point we need to add here. You didn't like that, did you?
No.
You just have... It's an acquired taste. I like it. And then we'll end the show on that very important note. God bless you all. I've got a basset hound up, Pat.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.